Welcome to today's Heartland Market Talk. Last day of the month of June, that's June 30th. That means the big acreage and stocks data report out today. Stocks pretty much in the realms of expectations on the estimates, but it was the soybean number that caught everybody's attention and has a soybean market moving back higher again after a date over $15 at one time this morning. On the data, corn number for the planting came in pretty much just where it was expected, above the average guess. We're just under 90 million acres on the corn. Remember, last year was 93.3 million acres, so we were down year over year, but that was anticipated. Soybeans dropping 2.1 million acres from the average guess. This is down from the March 31st guess, almost 3.5 million acres plus. And so that had the soybean market readjusting balance sheets, realizing that every time you lose a million acres, that's 50 million bushels. So losing 2+ million acres like that, the carryout just dropped 100+ million bushels on carryout. So that throws support into that new crop status. Spring wheat, the surprise was they did not lower acreage. In fact, they pretty much left it almost on par with where they were in March. March was 11.2 million acres. They came in at 11.11 million acres. They did say they were going to resurvey here for the August or September crop report. But for today, it left potential production high, even though preventive plant probably was an issue there too. But we do know overall total acres planted were down almost 2 million acres from what was projected from the March report. And so with that, you can see preventive plant is in play, and it likely went to the beans. And so with that, we are seeing soybeans still holding the gains on the session by a penny or so after being about 30 cents higher one time after the release of the report. But with the weather next week, that has everybody's attitudes that, well, if it rains, it's going to be okay. But then again, the longer-term models do warn of heat in July because we've been running extremes for this year, extremes planned during the planting season, and then an extremely warm and dry June for a lot of areas, which are hoping to grab some rain early next week. So with that, the corn was disappointing. We did get our 90 million acres planted, so some are thinking that the USDA is using 177 bushel to the acre, that might go up if those rains come next week and crisis averted, so to speak. Well, maybe not. But for now, we do have soybeans higher, wheat collapsing in price alongside of corn for the day session as world wheat values continue to drift lower with the abundance of new crop arrival soon in Europe now, followed by the U.S. supplies coming online. How would you like to have free live trading quotes on your phone to trade the volatile grains, energies, metals, and indexes? Call 1-800-359-0221 to inquire about free live trading quotes on your phone. Small recovery, if anything, on the expiring June cattle contract went to cash. It's up $1.20 to $1.38. That's done as of noon. August cattle up 10 cents, 132.27. October down 17 cents, 138.72. December up 17, 144.80. Feeder cattle, obviously cheaper feed grains helped boost their outlook. We have the August feeders up 260 at 173.32. October feeders up 205, 178.45. The January feeders up $1.90, 180.87. Hogs and pigs report yesterday was considered mostly neutral to expectations, but they sold them anyway today. We have August hogs down $1.35, 102.22. October lower by $1.82, 88.90. Gold slipping with the strength in the dollar back to the highs of the year. Earlier in the session, then dollar reversed its fortunes from early gains, and yet the gold stayed lower on the session. Down $10.30 right now on August gold, 18.07.20. Silver lower by 37 cents, coming in at 20.29. Bitcoin back under 20,000. We're down 1,090 points at 19,161. And crude oil imploding today, dropping as low as $105 on the spot contract. OPEC did plan to follow through with its planned increases in August, which puts them back at pre-pandemic levels, but many are suggesting that they're not going to have it to get it done. They can't expand their production that much. Well, obviously the board is running happy with that. We have crude oil August down $3.63 a barrel, $106.14. Gasoline, check this out, down at 20.5 cents, been down 25 cents, down 20.5 cents, $3.52. You'll see those pump prices continue to slide after the fourth. And then we have heating oil, diesel fuel, down 12.25 cents a gallon, $3.83 and a third cents. That's about 8 cents off the lows. They were down 20 cents earlier in the session. Any questions? You can certainly find us, and that's at heartlandinvest.com. Or text the word corn to 95577. Text the word corn to 95577. Get a 2-week look at our trial of our newsletter. Thanks for listening, and have a profitable day. Just a reminder to always remember, past results are not indicative of future results. Consider risk carefully before ever investing. Our analogy is made with the best known information that is expected to be true and known, but it changes by the hour in the commodity markets. And so something that could have been considered fact can change as the facts change.